Welcome back to Ninjas and Butterflies, y'all.
Not only are U.S. scientists going missing, but now Chinese scientists are going missing. Is it aliens? Is it AI?
Is it your mother?
We'll tell you.
And I'm telling you two terrifying stories about a Russian cryptid. You're going to want to stay tuned because it's the only way you're going to be able to protect yourself from it.
And you already know we're going to talk about the White House Correspondents' Dinner. There's some weird stuff going on. But even crazier than that is this story from the 1800s of this pirate who took over the entire Eastern Sea. And it was a woman?
And unless you're... I got and went in my mouth.
It would have been my mouth.
And unless you're an ancient forest demon, this podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool. So watch this or listen.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
Very good.
It's good.
Unleash the leshy.
Unleash the leshy.
Panda?
What happens is...
Panda.
Hold on this.
I get friends in Atlanta.
Oh.
It's an acronym, like a medical acronym.
Panda.
Referring to like something that happens in your childhood where like if you see a kid that's like happy one day and then all of a sudden they're like depressed and anxious and like all this kooky stuff.
Yeah.
It's directly correlated with repeated strep infections. So they treat the strep.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah.
But it goes to your, the strep continues to live in your brain. Oof. And affects your mental health.
That's terrible.
And it goes undiagnosed in like, so many
How do you get
people.
Checked for that?
You would have to just like talk to your pediatrician and like, they probably have like some kind of whatever, but they are also now linking this. I saw this last night. They're linking it to gut health. So you get a bunch of strep infections or like tonsillitis or something?
Yeah.
Gut? IBS.
Ooh.
In adulthood.
Mm.
Microbiome.
Josh Hooper. Ex facto.
And he got tonsillitis a ton.
Ooh.
I take.
Okay.
Is
that what it looks like?
A lot of tonsillitis.
Yeah, you did, buddy.
He's a poopy boy.
Man, I just out here pooping.
It's out here pooping, dude. It's pooping me crazy.
I'm pooping me crazy out here now.
Yeah.
Brock. Brock.
Ooh. Okay.
We were talking about our septic tank on that phone call to see if they had the capacity for our family to add the powder bathroom on. And Rob was like, you could have 100 toilets. It depends on who's pooping in those toilets.
it all depends on the pooper.
He said, your septic has a capacity for 10 people to live in your home.
I'm wow.
Like, I think Josh counts as 3 people.
Though. Oh, at least, yeah.
Hey,
Hooper be pooping.
Hey, easy.
It's pretty loose, though.
Oh, it is loose. It'll break down easily.
Yeah,
dude, I see videos of people like they're like they have like leftover chili on the stove, and they don't want to keep it in leftovers, and they'll just dump it in their toilet and flush.
City plumbing versus septic.
That's crazy.
Have you seen these people that are like? To be real, I don't even know what to do with this oil anymore. And so there's just like people just dumping it in their yards.
Yeah.
Some people are dumping hot oil down their sink.
Oh,
like it's like, yeah, it's never affected my sink.
Yeah, I do.
Not yet.
Do you actually?
Yeah.
Like cooking
hot oil?
I don't really cook with a lot of oil. I don't ever like fry anything. But when I do like bacon, sometimes I'll just wash the pan.
I don't do that anymore.
Do we have problems? Have we ever had problems?
You've had to replace your septic, haven't you?
Yeah, but it was like from the 80s.
Because you know when that stuff gets like cold, it just like becomes like solid.
It turns into butter, basically.
Our home is from the 80s, and it's only ever been occupied by like one person at a time. It's never had a family in it.
Well, you're going to put an end to that.
No more dumping grease down the sink.
What you do, take a thing of aluminum foil. Push it down into the drain, pour all the grease in there, and just let it sit. And then it just
cools down,
and then you just ball it up, throw in the trash.
That's a really good idea.
That's actually genius.
I just thought of it.
Hey, did you guys
hear
about...
I usually pour it in my shoes.
Yeah, it helps. The moisturizer.
Yeah, it helps my feet slip in easier.
Yeah,
in the morning.
100%. Get up and go.
Yeah.
You guys, I read a book. I just finished a book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's actually required reading for you this summer.
Okay.
One of the original dystopian novels.
Ooh.
It's like 100 years old.
Nice. What's it called?
I, Who Have Never Known Men.
Mm.
It is a feminist novel.
No way.
But she was
guess we can't judge a book by
victim.
Its cover.
She was a Holocaust victim. She ran away during the Holocaust, so it's also a lot about the Holocaust.
Well, that's not real.
Indirectly. Kind of. No, for real. It was so good, you guys. It was so suspenseful and like spooky.
You finished it?
Yeah, I finished it.
Oh, wow.
5-star. Literally a 5-star read. So good.
I who knew no men.
I who have never known
I
men.
Who not know.
I know not know men.
I know not know men.
She puts grease on her feet. That's why I was thinking about that.
Ooh. Grease on her feet.
Grease on her feet.
Grease on her feet.
Grease on her feet.
Baking me crazy.
Grease on her feet.
Baking me crazy.
Did you guys hear about how Prince Andrew is going to get in a car accident this Thursday?
You're ruining our everything.
You said coming hot.
Yeah, I guess so. Were you able to confirm it?
No. If you Google it, you can't find anything about it.
Yeah, I couldn't either.
That means you can't confirm it. That means it's incorrect.
Allegedly.
Probably. Well, here's the problem, though. Why would they, like, they would delete that immediately.
I don't know what you're
talking
about.
Of course you can't find it.
Allegedly, this past week, they released an article, mm-hmm. or the BBC, was it the BBC or the British Times,
something
whatever.
Something like that, yeah. Something
they released an article, headliner, Prince Andrew gets in fatal car crash.
Oh, my gosh.
Next Thursday.
Next, and it was dated for next Thursday.
Oh, no. What does that mean? That's crazy.
Do you think Prince Andrew was like,
oh, news to me.
Oh, wait, what is today?
Perhaps I should skip the drive on Thursday.
When I try to confirm it, they're like, no, the people are mixing up stories because like this one woman in the list that was going after
Santa's list,
Andrew, mm-hmm. Prince Andrew, she was in a car accident.
Got it.
Which she's now... She's gone.
Why would they make that up?
Well,
why would they make what up?
Why would that guy that posted about it make that up?
I don't know.
We're talking about it, aren't we? We're talking about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it worked.
But if that's true,
we could start a rumor right now if we wanted
to. I actually think we've done that a couple times.
I'm pretty sure we have.
We should look back at every time that's happened, though. Because you know that's happened before. Something... that was released, and it was like, oh, we'll take that down.
No, we talked about that. It was...
A 9/11 thing.
Was it 9/11 that was like a newspaper printed, like in Havana or something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah, there was a newspaper
Weird.
Article printed. Yeah.
Weird.
Very, very strange.
I think it was like also somebody was reporting the news in like another country, and they were like, a second plane has hit the tower before it ever hit or something
I can't remember the details. Harry Truman, when he was elected president, they announced the wrong president in all the news papers and stuff like that. And so there's an iconic image of him at his acceptance speech holding up the paper.
No
of,
way.
His opponent winning. And he's just smiling ear to ear.
Yeah.
It was so cool.
Have we ever talked about how Trump's wax figure at Magic Kingdom looks a lot like Hillary Clinton?
No, I haven't seen it, actually.
I've seen this conspiracy. Well,
the theory is that they made the robot.
Because they thought she was going to win.
For sure.
Yeah,
gonna
and they just
win.
Turned it into Trump.
Trying to get on it. That's so funny.
That's very funny.
That's what they did for the wax museum for me with The Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, they had my body and everything ready, and they're just like, ah, he's not there yet, so let's just throw The Rock's face on his body.
Dude, speaking of completely screwing up the format and just rocking with new stuff, have you guys seen the comments where Josh is being compared to someone else?
I did see this.
Who?
Have you seen it?
Who?
So it's mean.
Who do you think it? Who do you think it is?
Who do you think it is? Go ahead.
Multiple people are saying this.
Uh huh.
Everyone said
quite a few.
Don't say everyone.
People said shaved bald you looks like somebody.
Oh, the dad from Pawn Stars.
Yeah. So they're saying this photo.
I think he's handsome.
Looks like.
I think he's handsome too.
Hold up.
Handsome, shaved, clean now. No.
Looks like this dude. So I was like, what would happen if I, because I wanted to have your back. So I wanted to take this photo and then take your hair and beard and have ChatGPT combine them.
That's just a picture of Josh, though. That looks like me and you mixed.
Yeah, it does.
Now you're really handsome.
What do you see?
They made him
I'm attracted
skinnier.
To you?
They did. Because it combined with you.
That doesn't look like my eyes.
No.
No, it's not your eyes.
I'm highly insulted everyone that said that.
Everyone unsubscribe right now.
Highly insulted.
We read the comments.
Speaking of comments.
Talk
everyone,
about the worst ones.
And the pond guy is listening to this right now and he's like, why?
Everyone leave a comment right now. Tell everyone how beautiful Josh is. Comment that below and you get a chance to win free merch. Every week we're giving away free merch to one of our commenters on YouTube. Please.
Like it. Like the video. Subscribe. Share it. Do whatever you can because it really helps us out.
10% off at the pawn shop.
The best, most descriptive compliment to Josh wins.
I don't want
very descriptive. Be as detailed as you possibly can.
I actually really don't want that.
A minimum of 50 characters.
Ooh, yep. Yep. We'll delete it if it's under 50 characters, actually. So,
that was a funny joke, by the way, Andrew. I heard it about the Pawn Star discount.
Oh, 10% off.
Pawn Star. I said Pawn Star. What's that?
That is.
That's the name of the show.
That's the name of the show.
Relax. Take a breath. Take a breath. What did I say? You said it correct.
We.
No French in here.
We don't like the French.
It's still one of my favorite songs of all time. I think we really...
I blame it on the French.
That one was good.
Andrew messed with my light and it's way better. I would like for them to be warm, though. You guys can change the light bulb, maybe?
What would you say if we told you nothing changed about the light?
He changed it.
If you actually told me, I would probably freak out. I'm like, wait.
He did change it. And my eyes are like...
I did not.
No, you didn't. Really?
I did.
Yeah. He did.
We dimmed it.
Dimmed it.
Dimmed it. He tipped it. What's that from?
He tipped it. I don't know. You always quote these things. How do I never get them?
The Knight's Tale.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that in years.
He tipped it. Such a good movie.
It's pretty epic.
R.I.P. Heath.
Man, I miss Heath. We should do a song for Heath right now.
All right.
Okay.
Sitting here in my backyard, thinking life's getting really hard. Then I knew just what to do. If there's one, there can be two.
So I decided to clone myself. Did some tests and they split my cells. Now he's doing all my chores, scrubbing all my floors. For a while it was grand, all according to my plan. Then it turned to tragedy. My wife left me for a clone. Now I'm sitting here all alone. My dog loves him even more. It makes my heart so sore. My boss gave him a promotion, then handed me a demotion. They say he's really great. He can't even figure skate. My clone has ruined my life. Yes,
my clone has ruined my life.
Wow.
I'll give it an 80%.
That was
give
great.
Us a Grammy. Give us a Grammy.
No, I'll give that an 80%.
I thought that was hilarious. That's a funny concept.
My clone has ruined my life.
Funny idea, everybody.
That is fun.
Idea. Yeah.
That is fun.
He's a political idealist, not a murderer.
What's that from?
Star Wars.
Mm.
Oh.
Star Wars.
Whoa.
It's my favorite thing. He's a political idealist, not a murderer.
Do it. Do it. Man.
Man, oh man. Feels good to be back, huh? It's on a Monday. Feeling alive, feeling good, feeling flowing, really? Yes. Not too bad, not too bad.
Oh, yes, Mondays are my favorite day.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, this is not going to be my favorite thing. Everyone's favorite, Lily's favorite thing to do is what we're about to do now. Yeah. And I know this question might seem like a trick, but I assure you it's not. It might seem like there needs to be more context, but I assure you that there is no context added.
We
that
tried.
Needs to be added.
We tried. We try to add more context, and there's literally no way.
There's no way to do it. So it's just plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
But it's critical that you get this right, Lil.
You almost call me Andy.
Almost Ada. I'll almost call you Ada all the time.
Sweet.
I know this isn't gonna be sweet though. I hope it is.
Don't set me up for failure.
I'm trying. I would never want to do that. Truthfully, look at me. Okay, I would never want to set you up for failure.
Look at him.
Okay.
I'm really looking
look.
At you. I'm looking a lot.
I care about you, and I don't want you to fail at this. Okay? You got this.
All right.
I believe in you. Okay, today's question sent in by a viewer. Should they go ahead, or start?
From the top. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Today's question sent in by a viewer. Should they just go through with it?
No.
Lil, Ada, what are we doing?
Gosh.
Don't get upset at her. She doesn't know what she's doing.
No, they shouldn't go through with it.
Should I edit this out? Do you want to start
over? I don't, probably, honestly, because this is...
Did I answer wrong?
This is going to hurt the algorithm.
No. I think you know.
Golly, I'm sorry. I didn't mean
to. I wish I could forgive you, but this is unforgivable. Should they go through with it? No. No, they shouldn't go through with it.
Mm-mm. That's what she says. No, thank you.
All these scientists that are going missing, going through with it is protecting all the other scientists in this world. I mean, getting rid of them. Wait, no.
People putting a stop. people putting a stop.
You're going to edit that out.
Not a chance.
Hey.
I'm the winner.
No.
No.
I won today.
Golly, I'm just so upset. That yes. I can't think straight. Andy, help
just
me.
This is not a joke. You got it backwards.
It's not a joke. It's a mental disease.
It's not a joke. I'm laughing at you, not at the thing.
The agencies that are doing the best to stop what's happening, should they go through with it?
No,
or
they
should
shouldn't.
We just let these people go missing? Should we just let all the scientists on this planet just go missing or end up murdered?
Yeah.
Oh, good golly, no. I didn't mean that.
Well,
no, apparently that's what you said.
And you're laughing maniacally because of it.
Yeah, it's actually sick. It's sick.
I had bamboozled you.
No, I wish you could have bamboozled me, but I'm not even trying to bamboozle you. Okay, I care for you. All right? I don't want to see you hurt. I want to see you answer these right. Okay? I hate doing this part. All right?
Hate's a bad word.
But I hate also that you want all these scientists to die. Okay.
It's okay.
I don't see how this is funny. You're freaking me out, all right? Why are you laughing? Why is she laughing?
I don't know.
When
man.
You're opening your eyes wide like that, it looks like your dad.
I'm not opening my eyes wide, and don't say I look like my dad, okay?
Your dad's a lovely person.
I know.
Keep
he
your
is,
dad out of this.
I guess you guys hear it here first. Lily wants all the scientists, and I don't know why she's laughing about it. It's a scary time, honestly.
It's
holy
terrifying.
Cow.
If
I'm
you're
scared.
A scientist.
Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Was that a threat?
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful creatures. Has it empty your mind?
You learn martial arts! Ninjas attack!
No.
Was that sounded like a threat? Especially if you're a scientist.
Don't look at me like that ever, Joshua.
do the one that she hates.
I used to do this thing to my sister where I just like make this eye do this and it would freak her out. She's like, don't do that, please.
Do what?
Do what? I'm fine.
You ever
you
get
smell burnt toast?
I can do it too, but it gets stuck sometimes.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
there was a night when Cassie and I were roommates and you came over and you spoke
Cassie's
to
my
us.
Sister.
Yeah. You spoke to us. Like you were a little Japanese girl.
Hold on.
I swear,
what is that
I swear
voice?
It was for 2 hours.
It
we
was.
Just sat and listened. You stood
when
up
was
in
this?
Front of us.
Well, it's because Keegan put on an old vinyl record of the old Godzilla movie. And I was just going off for like 2 hours.
We got to hear it.
We were literally
we gotta hear
silent.
I mean, I
got
it. It has to be like Godzilla's playing. But I mean, I was just like, but for 2 hours.
Yeah. That's so funny. And it was at that moment you knew. You fell in love.
I thought I had a gong on the sound pad.
Sometimes I just get stuck in a loop and I can't break out of it.
Yeah.
And there's one time we were at my buddy's house, Josh France, Surf Pro Lake County. Go even 5 stars.
Wrong Josh. Josh Brennan.
I mean, Josh Brennan. Also, Josh France is my buddy. But he does roofing. It doesn't matter.
Leave him 5 stars.
Also 5 stars.
And they're all friends.
We're all friends. But I was in their living room and we were all about to go out and they were like playing like EMD or what is it? What's a
EDM.
EDM. And I just got there and was
Everyone's in a trance.
Shush.
Crying.
The big bong is pop, pop, pop.
What is it?
EDM.
EDM.
Yeah.
And I went up there and was pretending to be a DJ for a good 30 to 45 minutes. And all of them were like,
yeah, he's literally like, like,
but it was flawless.
My question, how do you,
like, have you done this before?
Seriously, they're like, this is amazing. And they didn't talk for 45 minutes. They just watched me do this.
But how do you know it's an admiration? Like, genuinely, how do you know it's an admiration? Because I feel like that's the line you tell a kid who's just like, I'm a ninja.
No, because like, they were like, this is amazing.
I have to tell you, it was amazing. It's like he had written the songs or something because he knew all the beats and he was like,
I mean,
no, it's called flow state, dude. Yeah. You entered flow state. Yeah.
But this is amazing. Also the guy that has debilitating anxiety standing up in front of 20 people pretending to be a DJ and no one asked him to. He just did it.
That's what we should have done for Florida Torta. It's like, just go be a DJ, dude, man. Yeah.
I think I just cracked it, dude. You quit being Carl. You gave up the character and now you're just you. Now you can't hide.
I don't like me.
Yeah, you got to create other.
Enough.
Yeah.
Who's your new character? Who do you want to be? Maybe Asian this time?
Maybe just play...
Please, I'll allow it.
Just play a confident... Your character is Josh, but it's just a confident Josh. But you have to tell yourself, I'm playing this character.
Maybe it can be Joshua.
Yeah.
That's my alter
ego. It just changes everything.
Oh my gosh, speaking of Asians. There's big news in the Hooper household.
You guys are having an Asian baby?
Jiho
reached out.
Hey, everyone.
Oh, Jiho in the bed.
What are you reaching for? Oh, you guys remember this guy.
There he is.
Our Jiho.
Aw.
It's been over 10 years.
A decade.
And he made an Instagram and I was able to talk to him. It was the best thing ever.
Yes. So remind everyone where they know Jiho from.
Jiho.
It was the family that you guys stayed with. He lived with you here for a little while.
Yeah.
He lived with Austin.
He lived with our buddy Austin Warren. He rescued me in South Korea.
Yep.
From when I was, I was used as a teacher.
You're making it sound worse.
I was forced to be a teacher and I did not want to be a teacher.
Yeah.
Bait and switch.
Jiho came and saved me.
Yes.
I love Jiho. So everyone should comment. I really want to get Jiho to America to be on the podcast.
He'd be incredible. Dude. Even though you said he hasn't spoken English in
he
a long time.
He told me he hasn't spoken English in 10 years.
I will give up.
Last time I talked to him.
I will give up this seat. I will move to the next seat and let the better Asian sit
here. You're a primary Asian.
Yeah. You're like our...
But he's full.
You're like our Asian.
But he's full.
You're ours.
I did have a weird moment where you pulled out that photo, and I have had that haircut at one point in my life. It's just like, what if you pulled out that photo, held it up, and it like looked exactly like me? It was just like, oh my God, he replaced his friend.
This whole time has been an experiment. Like Andrew's like, I'm Jiho. Josh.
No, it can't be.
No.
But yeah, that would be amazing to have him on.
Yeah, we gotta do it.
But he didn't know I had a podcast and stuff.
Yeah.
And so he looked, he's like, Hooper, you're famous now. I'm like, no, man.
That's awesome.
Dude, but yeah.
Korea trip would be a sick vlog.
Yeah. If he doesn't come to us, we got to go to him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I would so do it.
That'd be amazing.
Speaking of coming and going.
Yes, yes.
White House correspondent dinner.
What happened? What happened?
Weird times. Scary times. I think we all know. Bang, bang.
Bang, bang, shoot, shoot.
Bang, bang. Okay, so those who don't know, which if you don't know, this is crazy because this is coming out in a week. This just happened. A man who's a teacher.
Yes.
But also out of different professions, which I'll talk about here in a minute.
Oh, I didn't know this.
He stayed in the hotel,
that the White Horse Correspondence Dinner was at.
The White Horse one, yeah.
White Horse, the White Horse Correspondence Dinner, which there were no horses. I showed up and I was like, there's nothing, no horses here. There's no equestrian activity at all.
But he sent a note to his family.
Manifesto.
Oh, gosh.
Right before he did it, his brother called the police. But he apparently rushed past security, handgun, shotgun, and a bunch of knives.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
All of which pretty terrible about reaching any distance beyond 30 yards.
Yeah. But he was apprehended pretty quickly.
He was booking it, though.
But yeah, he was. So fast.
I didn't see any clips.
All the security, they shot like 9 times, missed them.
Yeah. Stormtrooper activity.
You guys got to get some better.
You know, the crazier thing, though, is he ran past. So which way are you shooting?
Yeah, I know. They're shooting towards the event.
It seemed pretty crazy. Like, it's like to not just go after him on foot. Like, and just start chasing after him. And yeah, and instead of just planning, and then I'm like, it seemed weird. I don't know. I think they were probably scared.
I'm a terrible shot, but I had a pig run by me and dropped it.
Mm-hmm. And you're not
and
a terrible
shot.
And
I have I'm better with a bow. I really am not good with guns, mm-hmm. but I dropped a pig rushing by me.
But they're
how
trained
on
for
earth
that.
Is the Secret Service multiple people and multiple shots not dropping him?
Yeah.
I think they were scared. I would not want to run at a guy that
as a secret agent, scared. You're trained not to be scared.
I know.
You're trained not to be.
You talked. They said as an Asian.
Well, as an Asian, you shouldn't be scared either. Watch this. See nothing.
Whoa. I don't know a lot. Is the teacher apprehended? Or?
He is apprehended, yes.
Oh, that's good. Well, I mean, I feel terrible about what he did. That's
it gets
awful,
weird.
But.
It gets strange. But there was a lot of people online that were just like, they planned for this to happen. They knew it was going to happen. Yeah. I'm just like, I don't know.
I don't think so, yeah.
I mean,
I don't know.
Not
I mean,
everything
just
is
possible.
A conspiracy. Hear it from us.
Yeah, but I was thinking that, and then I'm just like, well, here's some really weird connections.
So okay. Just,
then yeah. my conspiracy mind just started going, wah, yeah. wah, wah.
Question everything.
A couple things. Reaction time was very strange.
Yep.
With like getting Trump off the stage. They rushed J.D. Vance off like, boom, out.
Weird.
Trump took a minute to get off the stage. Also, the people in the crowd, I don't know if you saw clips of people in the crowd. There were some really funny moments.
Uh-huh. Yeah. There's one dude, potatoes man.
Yeah. And then there's one dude that kept on going to all the tables and drinking their drinks.
Oh my gosh.
And then grabbed like a bottle of champagne and just like pouring it in his glass.
Yeah.
And
people
were like,
dementia.
What are you doing?
Yeah. He probably has dementia.
Why would you? I think he was just like.
Or if you think you're going to die.
Drinking other people's drinks?
He's probably just having a good time.
I mean, because a lot of people thought it was.
DC is pretty weird, babe.
People thought it was kind of a threat instead of a gun. So like.
So he's like, I better get toasty.
You know, on the Titanic, there's guys that were just like accepting their fate. They're like, hey.
The baker did.
Yeah, like just let me get warm.
Well,
here's
the truth. The incident is fast, but you know you're going to be stuck there for, I mean, a millennia while they investigate. Yeah. You're not getting let go. So he's like, I'm about to be in this place for like a day.
Yeah,
he's
it wasn't like when they're like, ah. It was like clearly they apprehended the guy, and the guy's just going around to the table. It's just like, whoa.
Was he like a politician, or was he?
I don't know.
They have politicians there, news media people. A lot of it's like news media, like organizations and stuff.
Oh my word!
But yeah, there was people taking selfies like with the bottles and stuff. Like they were taking the bottles as they were leaving and things.
Hilarious interview with Dana White. He's like, people are freaking out. They're telling me to get down. He's like, I'm not getting down. He's like, this is awesome. This is crazy.
That's good promotion for the UFC event.
Yeah.
Everybody was super analyzing Cash Patel's reaction. They're like, he knew.
He just looks Cash tweaked. Knows he anything. Just looks tweaked the whole time.
Yeah, that's why he was just like this. I think he just lives in a constant state of fight or flight.
And you think as the FBI director, you wouldn't be just cowered down? Just
no.
I'm like, get up and do something. Yeah. Man. Like show
you're authority. In charge.
Even
show
if you,
authority.
Even if you have no skill, make it look like you're handling business.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I guess maybe
flip
from
a table.
Like, here's my devil's advocate. Maybe he was so at peace because he trusts his team. Maybe because his team is that good. He's like, I'm not even worried about it. My team is excellent.
Or if he's at peace, he needs to tell his face that.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, true.
Or he was probably like, this is it. This is where they're going to get me.
I knew it was coming.
I knew it was the coming as soon as I lied to Rogan about the list.
Yeah. But so a lot of people the internet is awesome sometimes with like people that just do research. Like, how do you find this?
Yeah.
This is nuts.
Amazing.
They discovered that the man's name is Cole Allen. That was released. His name is Cole Allen. And all they were talking about is that he's a teacher. This past month, he like won Teacher of the Month.
This month he won Teacher of the Month?
Or a couple months ago or something like that. He won Teacher of the Month. Like, he's a teacher from California.
Oh my word.
But if you go on his LinkedIn, which I did just to make sure this was correct, he worked at a facility known as NASA in the Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
Shut the...
What?
You're lying. Mm-hmm.
Dead serious.
No.
In 2014. Yep. 2014, Cole Allen worked at NASA in the Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
What are the odds of that?
This gets weirder.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how people found this, but there is a X account, a Twitter account.
Yes. I'm so glad you're getting into this.
And it's a profile, Henry Martinez.
Okay.
He created a post, one single post.
When was this?
In 2023. Okay. The post just says Cole Allen.
Oh!
That's his only post that he's ever posted on X. Henry Martinez also worked at NASA in the Jet Propulsion Laboratory at NASA in 2014.
The same time?
Same time, wrote a paper. You're able to go back and look.
Yeah.
And so people are just like, well, what is this about? Who's this Henry Martinez?
Yeah.
Not sure. But just weird stuff. There's this thing in his, let me pull it up, actually.
That's a wacky coincidence.
Yeah, I was trying to find it. I had it saved, too. Well, I wonder if it got pulled.
Maybe he tweeted. Well, I guess it was 9 years later he tweeted Cole
Allen. The single name. Like, what on earth?
Maybe he's bad with technology and he was trying to look up his old buddy from NASA.
There it is. Yeah. So in Henry Martinez's X account. Wait, did they pull it?
Oh, they had to have.
Henry.
I saw it too. It existed. And then accounts talking about it, which is probably why this episode's going to.
Here it is.
Isn't that crazy that they always pull it, like, so, Facebook, Instagram, like anybody who's involved in a shooting like this, like.
Let me take a screenshot.
They always
of it,
like
land of
bring
the free
down.
And the censored.
His profile, golly, come on. His profile or the banner above his profile picture is this picture right there.
Which is just a bunch of colors.
A bunch of weird colors and stuff, right?
Yeah.
But apparently it's this, people have like done some sort of reverse analysis on it, and it's this program. Do you know what the program is called that they did?
I haven't seen this, no.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
It's this thing to where if you reverse...
Like a negative image?
It's like, it's topographical, so it's like basically makes a colored topographical map of an image.
Got it.
If you reverse it, it turns out to be...
Nuh-uh!
That can't be real, dude.
There's
really
no way.
It's... Trump, after he... Whoa.
Lights flickered.
Yeah, easy one. And this is why we put all our cameras on a battery charge backup.
It's Trump holding up...
Okay, I saw it very clearly for a minute, and then I think my eyes had to focus.
It's that classic photo.
Oh, it's a video. Yeah.
It's an optical illusion. You have to believe it's there, Lil.
Turn it this degree.
It's one of those squint and you'll see it jump scares.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you make that?
Yes.
That was low effort, too. That was just like lackadaisical.
I think we're
so
running
good.
This camera just for that shot every week. 100 gigs of data.
Wow, that is... Are you sure?
No, I'm not
sure.
That's
my
computer. That's what people are...
Alleging,
yeah. What's happening?
Sorry, my computer was on.
Oh.
There's some distractions up in here.
Yeah.
The lights flickering, the dinging.
Are you freaking out?
They're trying to get us to stop talking about it.
I'm freaking out a little bit.
Am I freaking out right now?
I took another anti-anxiety, but then I've had a lot of caffeine, and I'm wondering if my heart is giving up. It keeps happening to me where I'm like, am I forgetting how to breathe?
You have manual breathe?
Yeah.
In, out.
But yeah, I like went and confirmed it, and there is a paper that
Henry Martinez
Henry Martinez was the author of. And it's testing Orion's fairing separation system. So he worked in the jet propulsion.
That is nuts.
And that's the only tweet. And it was from 2023.
And that's confirmed, like the Twitter account and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Very strange.
Do you see the
how does that happen?
Are you going to get into the t-shirt emblem? Are you going to try
to steer? That's not true.
I didn't look it up. Okay.
Yeah, it's not true.
Okay.
People put an AI image of
is that what Cole it is?
Allen. Yeah.
Okay.
I got he was wearing a shirt with an emblem on it of a allied nation, which the soldiers wear.
Oh yeah.
But
yeah.
that's good to let our audience know because that's going everywhere. So like that one got
no one got nixed.
No, what didn't get nixed? Did you see how Trump his plans for the ballroom got squashed a few weeks ago?
No, I didn't.
So this is the alleged reason that this happened. If this is all staged, he was told by a judge in early April that national security is not a blank check and you cannot use that to do whatever you want with the ballroom. And so literally he threw a ball.
Again, that is the first time he's ever been at a White House correspondence dinner.
And did he?
Yeah,
he's
always skipped it, which is really weird. Yeah.
Did
he shows up to this
seem
one.
Disturbed at all when it happened? Finish your magic trick. That was the worst Trump I've ever
done.
That was
pretty good.
But the guy, the magician dude, he's like talking to me. He's completely
the
uninterested.
Mentalist or whatever he's called.
Oh, it was the mentalist. Yeah.
But yeah, just for fact checking sake, it was Judge Richard Leon. He literally, that's the quote, national security is not a blank check to proceed with otherwise unlawful activity.
I thought the ballroom is privately funded.
Now that it's a known, underground bunker of sorts, now I don't really, people need to be talking about what is actual like military use and versus what is privately funded stuff because there's all kinds of lines being crossed.
Oh,
now
yeah.
And it's come to
light. Oh, it's like a huge conflict of interest because you were alleging at the time, you were like, this is probably going to be a secure or a surveillance data center.
Right. Yeah.
And Google invested, Apple invested, all these guys were investing in this ballroom. And that's it's obvious. It's so on the nose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now he's made it a national security issue after he was told it's not really a national security issue. You can't do whatever you want with the ballroom.
I see what lines you're drawing.
But he said
slowly.
At the press conference afterwards, he's like, it is why we need a new ballroom.
Yeah. No, yes. I know. He like immediately like, went there after being told no.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah. It just, and so that would be like, I don't know, man. It's like everything is, it feels like everything is scripted at this point. But like this Cole Allen guy, I mean, this seemed like an MK Ultra kind of,
yeah,
but this is happening. Mm-hmm. This seems to be happening more and more where people are just like, look, and they do something completely irrational.
Yeah. Something out
like
of their
no thought just to cause a scene.
Yeah. I wonder what his family has. His family been interviewed or anything?
I believe the brother has.
Yeah.
The brother that called the police.
It'd be interesting to look into that, but also how in a building where the president and some of the most powerful people in our nation are in one building, all under one roof, how do we have 720 pixel security footage?
Yeah.
I was just watching a documentary of this crime that happened overseas in an island. And no joke, because of the CCTV, the security footage all across the town, it was like 4K.
Yeah.
Gas stations, supermarkets, all this stuff. Because of their surveillance footage, they solved the crime.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I mean, our ring cameras.
DC? Yes.
Yeah. Or 4K.
That's why I can't trust it because we do have AI video now. We have all this stuff. It's like, get better footage.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Like, this is crazy. We could have,
this all could have been taken care of. Black and white footage and it was so grainy.
So grainy.
And that was the
pixelated.
Only camera angle that they showed.
Yeah. Great. No, like, come on.
And your security team isn't wearing body cam.
Yeah.
If he and Elon Musk were still besties, this would never have happened.
Maybe
they would have had the highest technology cameras in the world.
It's just weird. Everything's weird.
Yeah. But it's our weird, man.
Yeah.
It's our weird.
It is fun.
Oh,
but
yeah,
it's weird.
It's great content.
Speaking of cameras and tech, I made a play. I'm seeing to see if it plays out. I put money on GoPro on the stock market.
Oh, because of their stock, camera coming out?
Well, the stock tanked. It's like nothing right now. But I'm thinking with the rise of drones and all this stuff, a company that has a history in small camera might be able to sell, make a fast dollar.
We shall
sell off. Yeah.
Everybody go buy GoPro. and I'm going to sell once you do.
Mm. I don't know if you're allowed to say
that. Is that not how it works?
I think financially you're
insider trading.
I think legally you're not allowed to like tell people what to do to stocks and stuff like legally.
Yeah, you can.
You always say this. I'm not giving financial advice.
Go buy a GoPro.
Yeah.
Not the stock.
Yeah.
Cameras because they're dope.
If he owned GoPro, then maybe he would say that. You couldn't say it.
There is some type of law that you can't give like financial advice.
Can I just
like
say I'm impressed that you know that?
I'm in stocks, dude.
He is. He does a lot of day trading.
I do.
It's all speaking of insider trading, here's a story about insider trading.
Okay.
Remember when the Maduro raid happened and someone placed a $33,000 bet that Maduro would be apprehended by the U.S. before, what was it, January 31st, 2026?
Yes.
And when did he get apprehended?
Huh?
When did he get apprehended?
Before that, because that even hasn't happened yet.
What?
Someone placed a bet, $33,000 bet, the only person to do it, a $33,000 bet that Maduro would be apprehended by the United States of America before January 31st, 2026. So anytime before that,
okay,
he would have won.
I didn't know that if it happened before then or not.
It did.
I knew it happened, but I didn't know what month that
because
happened.
When did it happen?
It was in January. It was early January.
Okay. So, yeah. And he won $400,000 from that bet. Well, turns out it was one of the military dudes.
You stinker, but...
One of the dudes on the raid.
Are you joking?
No.
I didn't know it was that.
Well,
I saw there's somebody
lose his job.
So Department of Justice has arrested a U.S. Army Special Force soldier that participated in the operation to abduct then president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro. He allegedly placed a $33,000 in bets on a prediction market relating to Maduro being removed from the office by January 31st, 2026. And on an invasion of Venezuela, he profited $400,000.
That's hilarious.
And that's illegal?
Because it's what's going to happen.
Well, it's also freaking dumb.
That's betting on your own team.
All my friends in the military are like, so that all the politicians can make money off us, but we can't let one dude make a check off of betting on himself and America.
Yeah, that's true. I understand that argument. But it's also like, if anybody had done a little bit of research in it, they would have seen it's a national security threat.
Agreed. That angle I do get is like, you literally, that's like, it's like national security secrets.
Yeah, you're like releasing like a classified.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what? That's a perfect way to get out of going on assignment. Like right now, things are hitting up in Iran. If I were in the military, I didn't want to go. I'd be putting all kinds of bets in there that something was going to happen in Iran. When they say, hey, you got orders, be like, oh, this is bad. I've got like 20 grand riding on this happening. Like, I can't go.
I bet $5,000 I poop my pants as soon as I touch the ground out there. Cha-ching. Yes.
So yeah, that's crazy that he got caught. Of course he was going to get caught. There's no way that was going
to
happen.
Yeah. I mean, what a specific thing to bet on.
What? And how is he betting? Like DraftKings or something?
No,
or
it was like Polymarket. Polymarket.
What's that? Yeah.
It's just a betting site that people just, they literally bet anything. Anything.
Dude.
Gambling has become such a massive.
Oh, it's going to be a huge problem.
Well, kid,
huge problem.
I did watch this very fascinating video. I need to find who it is because you guys should watch it too. He's basically comparing like Mr. Beast videos to like stuff that Mr. Rogers warned about.
Ooh, okay.
And there's like the ex-employee of Mr. Beast basically saying that he is teaching little children to be addicted to gambling.
Yeah.
Like by his...
Yeah,
you can win this. You can win that.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And like he's literally the word that he used. He's like he's harvesting their attention, and that's what Mr. Beast is all about—just grabbing attention and retention.
Yeah,
but that's the currency in our climate.
It is,
and like, that's what Mr. Beast says. And he's just like he is literally harvesting retention.
Yeah,
you could say the same thing about Chuck E. Cheese.
Sure,
I just took Zola to the arcade yesterday on a little date. And I could see the addiction in her with those claw machines. She's like, I got to give it one more try. And just swipe it again and then just go for it.
And you're like, Zola, what about the skee ball? Skee ball.
Dude, shout out to my brother. Played poker with his 7-year-old daughter and took $50 from her.
Wow.
And was like, you put it on the game.
Yeah.
Tough. Yeah. And he let her live in that reality for a week before he gave her back the money. But he's like, you want to play poker? She's like, I'm never playing poker again.
smart.
I think our podcast is going to turn into where we just talk about scientists going missing every week.
Ninjas or scientists going missing.
When you said you had stuff, I was like, this thumbnail and title is going to be really similar.
You were like, which episode did they talk about the scientists going missing? All of them.
150 through 200.
But I got an update on the scientists going missing.
Let's hear it.
Come on, baby.
And I'll tell you right after this, so don't go anywhere.
What do you got?
Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Mark and Jamal's romantic weekend will depart in 4 minutes from Platform 6. Your ride comes with a rolling countryside sunset view and a table seat ideal for playing footsie beneath. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
Hey guys, my name is O'Shea and I work with the Ninjas or Butterflies crew here at Sunday Cool. Now if you don't mind, I would like you to imagine something with me. Imagine you're in a meadow. It's almost sunset. The sky is full of the most beautiful colors you've ever seen. You hear what sounds like the whispers of love in the air.
Love.
You look around, and surrounding you are thousands of people. All these people are hugging each other, laughing, smiling, living life in its purest form. You see dudes giving high fives, children playing tug of war, families treasuring one another. Now open your eyes. I want to ask you a question. What were they wearing? You're right. They were wearing shirts. And guess who made those shirts? We did. Here at Sunday Cool. So if you want to be happy and want the war to end, order custom shirts through Sunday Cool. SundayCool.com. Let's go ahead and end this war together.
Speaking of big girl sleep, do you know it's question corner,
hold on, everybody.
You need to be ready.
We sat down and it was like, go, go, go.
I appreciate that.
Coming hot.
Would you rather sleep in a bed riddled with breadcrumbs?
Ugh.
Breadcrumbs.
No.
Or wear shoes filled with jelly?
Ah.
Bed.
How do you describe, how much is riddled?
You feel them. It's riddled. It feels like a dirty bed.
Is there any
I literally can't do either of those.
I know.
The bed doesn't bother me.
Dude, if there's a speck of sand in the bed, I can't go to sleep.
He freaks out.
Yeah.
I used to get back from doing beach service, like with sand still on, tired, and I just get in bed.
Psycho.
I did that too. I used to do that in college. I am.
Breadcrumbs is better than sand though.
Josh had horse hoof feet recently. And I put little lotion socks on him, like the ones you get at Target. Yeah. They have lotion inside of them. And he was like, ew, I can't do this. And I'm like, be a big boy. Put your lotion socks on. You got a big boy.
I have so many questions. Horse hoof feet.
You know, like hooves. Your callus builds up so much on your heels that it starts like cracking?
No.
You got to go get a pedicure, bro.
She did it.
I didn't. I spent about 20 minutes each foot with a pumice stone.
Get some Parmesan cheese.
Oh, yeah. About a mound.
New question. Yeah. How much?
How much came off?
To eat my...
Parmesan.
What?
Sprinkle it on a salad.
Oh, my gosh. Yuck. Here's my second question.
Or would you rather?
Okay. So what's the answer?
Breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
Probably breadcrumbs because I...
be a nice little snack in the night too.
I would say breadcrumbs because I sleep with a sweater and with pants on. I sleep with all the clothes on, and so I won't even feel it. And I kind of sleep with that anyway because a girl sneaks their snacks into my bed. So that's my answer.
Yeah, breadcrumb for me.
Breadcrumb
for me.
Breadcrumb. Yeah, I just got a mouthful of Skittles over here.
I have another question. If you were trapped in a cage for the rest of your life, this question is inspired by...
it's called marriage.
Watch it.
Just kidding.
They're where this antique shop where I got our little sailor.
Yeah, guys.
Check them out. Man.
Shout out Mercantile in... Where were we? Sanford? Where was that?
Winter Park.
The Mercantile?
Mm-hmm.
What a treasure trove.
Nice. But they had an antique ball and chain. And I said, Ada Jane, I got one of these when I married your mom.
Not
She's
funny.
Like, stop it.
Stop.
You're trapped in a cage for the rest of your life. Would you want the bars to be horizontal or vertical? Vertical.
Vertical. How does it feel? Burger.
Horizontal would be better, right? Because they're usually vertical.
Yeah.
I feel like you could do a lot of stretching and like even working out with horizontal bars. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you can like
throw it up.
Climb.
Yeah. You climb up a
yeah,
little.
Yeah, okay.
Climb up like 7 feet.
Make your own little jungle gym.
Yeah.
I would make it my effort to do like the flagpole.
Yeah.
Calisthenic kind of stuff.
I can already do that though.
Prove it.
It's actually insane.
Not this. You can do that, probably.
No,
you can't do
fully
this.
Fully extended.
Uh-huh. There's a stop sign outside. We're going to go see. We're going to go video it, and it's going to be for Patreon. We're doing it right after this. That's what's happening.
She cannot. She has the weakest hands on earth.
We're trying.
Oh, my gosh.
That would be the most amazing thing if you're just like, yeah, I could do it. And you just instantly just like, well, like it's supposed to be hard or something? Or gosh.
Oh. All right, Andrew.
Andy, airdrop on.
Oh. Wait, no, not the song. No, wait. Andrew's got a real.
And it's too late.
He's gonna show us.
Right now.
You guys getting it?
Yeah. No.
It says waiting on you.
Wait on me for what?
Airdrop a.
You guys know I don't know how to do airdrop.
Yeah, just send it in the chat.
Where does it go?
I tried to text it and it failed.
If I get an airdrop, where does it go? I got it.
Oh, wait, there's two. Oh, gosh.
I didn't get anything.
You haven't shown up yet.
I'm up, bro. I'm up. I'm on everyone.
Same.
You need audio? Andrew?
You might have to just turn it to Andy.
I got it.
Let's do this in order. So yes to audio, but we're going to start out, the Wolfman. What are you clicking stuff?
Well,
already?
I don't know how to use airdrop. So I was going around a little bit. This is in my camera roll. Menace.
Yep. All right. So, we're going to start out with that wolf thing. This is Little Red Riding Hood in Germany from 1962. Oh. This is the scariest. This is terrifying. Just
das Wolf.
Yep. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
I already clicked it. A while ago. She doing drugs?
This is like a different level of horror.
Oh.
What?
Just
hey,
wait.
World.
Just wait.
Großmutter, was hast du denn für einen schrecklich großen Mund?
Goodness gracious.
Is that not the scariest thing you've ever seen?
This should be a movie night.
Real.
No, thank you.
That is actually terrifying.
Okay.
Is that an actual movie or is that AI? It looked AI. Like an AI trailer.
It says 1962.
Really?
Yeah. You guys pick. You wanna hit this one? This is some acupuncture stuff for you, Andy.
Yeah, come on.
All right, three, two, one.
Anyway.
Most of the pressure is from his AI.
Wait for it.
Ah! Yo! Oh my gosh.
I didn't unplug it because mother.
Oh my gosh.
Apparently
goodness
that was in there.
Gracious.
I think that's like foot surgery, right?
What's happening to that
know
person that
like
they need
pins?
That?
Yeah. But I know what that feels like. Did I tell you guys a story of getting a needle put in my foot?
I can't remember.
You guys remember this?
What happened to you?
I was surfing. It was really cold and I couldn't feel my feet. And I was like, okay, I can't feel my hands in the water. I can't feel my feet. I just, surf's good, but I need to call it a day. It was like 30 something degrees with wind chill. So I'm leaving, walking down the boardwalk. And as I'm like walking down the boardwalk, I'm almost to my car, almost to the parking lot, and my foot starts feeling warm. And I'm like, what on earth? I was like, I don't think I peed myself. I was like, that's what it felt like. And I look down and there's a blot of red on the boardwalk. And I turn around and literally for like 100 feet, there's just step, step, step. I turn my foot over and apparently I literally traced my
blood spots back, but a, you know, like when weather warps the boards, it pushed a nail like this, and I caught it between my big toe and my middle toe, and it ripped 2 inches down my foot. And so I go to the hospital. I'm like, I need this cleaned and stitches, right? And I'm thinking, this is already bad enough. And they're like, yeah, we'll numb you before you do it. Okay, okay, sick. So I got my foot, and I'm thinking, you're going to hit me with some numbing going up the thing. No, they take my foot and go, and point it forward and take the needle at the beginning of the cut and push it halfway down my foot and hit the syringe as they pull it out.
Yum.
And I was like, I think I would have rather just gotten an infection. Like, stitches would have felt better than that numbing shot.
Holy moly.
Oh my gosh.
Skin hurts.
Yeah, I felt like I was going to throw up for a second.
Oh my gosh.
That was pretty bad.
That's awful.
That was bad. Mama.
And I didn't
even. You were going to say that you stepped on an arrow and needle or something. I have a fear that we're going to do that at the beach one day.
Dude, you got to watch out for those like gas station bathrooms. I've been seeing more and more videos of people that are cleaning their needles in the giant toilet paper roll.
What? Yeah,
you got to bring your own. Like, they stick the needle in the actual roll, like the side of it, and they just squeeze it and wipe it.
It's easy to clean the needle.
Yeah. So you got to bring dude wipes, bro.
What are you talking about? Humanity. Where is your humanity?
Are we human? Or are we
heroin addicts?
Oh, yeah, that.
Mm. Oh my gosh. You know, we have to bring dude wipes, so bring your own roll of toilet paper to clean your heroin needle in. Think ahead.
Well, now they're saying this toilet paper is causing all kinds of cancer.
What?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, like bleaches and stuff like that.
It's all the bleach and chemicals that are in toilet paper.
I know. I actually have been meaning to bring that up to you because I want to start buying like hemp toilet paper that's like not bleached. But you're so particular about the ply and the feel and all those things.
You got a bidet.
Give us
a bidet, but
you don't have to use that much toilet paper.
In the morning, bro, I can't do the bidet in the morning.
Get over
it. It's good for you. I do the bidet in the morning.
It wakes you up.
Don't go slow. Just hit that thing with it.
So, hit that thing.
It's a cold plunge for your butt.
That's actually a marketing that could work.
Yeah.
Cold plunge your butt.
Did you see the DMT trip I sent? The final thing. The most detailed view of a human cell ever captured.
That's very, very cool.
These ones didn't come through. So, do you see that?
It's crazy. It looks like an iSpy book.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
iSpy, the nucleus.
Where's the mitochondria?
Nucleus.
That's so trippy. Wowza,
that's awesome.
Look at that.
Wow.
So God cool that was all made by mistake, dude.
I know.
So stinking cool.
Just growing out a bunch of slime.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Slime that learned how to walk, bro?
Yeah.
You kidding me, bro? That's incredible, bro.
The fish is like, man, I wish I could walk.
I'm tired of this water, man.
I wish I could have a conscience.
Oh, yeah, I want a conscience. I don't even know what that is.
I think they say that we were in the water, aquatic, and then we got out, walked around, and then went back in for a couple millions of years.
Yeah, it wasn't all cracked up to be.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do say that it was like a back and forth.
Yeah, they are wrong.
Hey.
They're wrong. Also,
it's not a theory.
Where they're always talking about, like, did you know that 13 million years ago, it rained on Earth for 2 million years straight? And the people are like, how do you know?
You don't know that.
You don't know that.
But then there's other people like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I can
see
that.
It did do that.
2 million years of just raining?
Yep. Dude, I was talking to your mom about the fact that, like, we just went to the moon again, orbited the moon, but I don't know a single person who doesn't have problems with their printer.
True that. Lost technology.
Make a good printer.
Yeah, I was just at the DMV and the guy was like literally making jokes behind the desk. He was like, hey, government printers. I was like, of all people, they should have great printers.
Dude, there's no such thing as a great printer.
No, apparently not.
They all break.
They're so difficult to handle.
I didn't know printers were contracted by like print. Like you rent a printer and then you're allowed so many impressions or pages off the printer. Like, that's typically how office contracts work.
Oh.
Interesting.
I know a really good printer. Screen printer.
Screen printer.
Sending cool teas. What are your teas today?
Did you guys see the video of one of the astronauts filmed on his iPhone of the backside of the moon?
I did.
That was the coolest thing.
Literally on his iPhone? Yeah. That was so neat, man.
Very cool.
Too bad it's fake.
I know. Speaking fake. Of fake yeah. moon stuff, we interviewed Bart.
Yes, we did.
We interviewed Bart.
Yes.
Simpson.
Cybril.
Cybril. One of he's like Mr. Debunk the Moon Landing guy.
He's my grandpa's roommate.
And we will have that episode, if it's not up already, we will have that on Patreon.
Yes.
And YouTube members. I'm sure, actually, I know it was a riveting conversation.
Yeah, because it's definitely happened already.
Yeah.
It's not happening on Thursday, which is like 3 days from now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool conversation.
Yeah, I had a blast.
You came back changed.
Yeah.
I made a lot of good points.
You did. I remember that.
Yeah.
You're so philosophical,
what
Andy.
What did I say? What did I say that was so philosophical, Lil? I know I could repeat it, but I don't want to, you know, pat myself on the back too much.
You said.
Yes.
Mr. Cybril, if you're so smart, stop cooking with canola oil.
Mm. And I suggested using what kind of oil?
And said you should use a high quality olive oil from Europe.
I said avocado oil because it has a highest heat temperature.
Oh, my mistake. I misunderstood.
Yep. Yeah.
Speaking of scientists.
Yes.
There's more going missing.
What are you talking about? Oh, yeah. Well, this is what you teased. Yeah. Again?
The scientists are going missing. And I'll say this. When this comes out, apparently I saw that today when we're filming this, they're going to make an announcement of like, this is what we think is happening. So everyone watching this is probably already in the know. But probably not, because I don't think that they're going to just come out and say what's happening to all these scientists.
Sure.
We're not the only country that's missing scientists.
What do you mean?
China.
What?
A lot of scientists, actually known, confirm, was it nine? Nine scientists in China dying very mysteriously or just going missing.
Wow. And leaving their phones?
I don't know. But that's the thing. We only know about this just through, I think, circumstance, because China, communist state, very tight-lipped on media.
Yeah.
Okay.
They don't like to create a buzz. They don't like to sell advertisements.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like, we're China.
Yes.
We're fine. We're perfect.
There's something beautiful about that.
Living in a communist state.
There is. It's very attractive.
Yeah. So 9 to 10 Chinese scientists have gone missing or have died very weird ways.
Yeah.
But they're all connected to AI programs, drone programs, nuclear programs, and classified space programs.
Cool.
Boom. And this has been happening since 2023 through 2026. Just these scientists, boom, 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 boom.
It's around the same time that we were seeing them.
Yeah. So there's this one scientist who's actually working, Chinese scientist who's working in the United States. Forgive me for my pronunciation.
Oh, try it.
Wang Danhao.
Nailed it.
Wang Danhao.
Nailed it.
Wang Danhao.
Yes.
He was a semiconductor researcher at the University of Michigan. Died in 2026 after falling from a building.
Oh, no.
And authorities called it possible self-harm.
Mm.
We don't really know.
Yeah.
But we're just assuming this guy just wanted to jump off a building.
Why are you talking like that?
That's how authorities talk.
Have you ever spoken to authorities?
There's also cases of Chinese or Chinese American scientists facing investigations or pressure before them dying or disappearing.
Oh, no.
Which adds to the speculation.
For correct. Sure.
So they're being questioned, and all of a sudden it's like, boom, 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 disappeared.
Okay, what's your news theory?
Well, I don't know. I'm still on the fact that there's something big.
Yeah.
Whether that's an asteroid or something bigger, like aliens. But it's like they want to control the narrative.
Yeah.
And if all these people, these scientists, know very specific things that could change the narrative, they would want to eliminate that.
Have you heard the second wave of Watcher theory?
No.
That there's a second wave of Watchers traveling via asteroid, and that the anti-gravity was going to stop the ability of that to get here, and the elites want that to come because they want the knowledge that comes with the Watchers. That's the promised exchange.
That's a fun theory.
I just made it up.
I was going to say
it's kind of weird,
that,
but that's fun. Just go with that.
Okay.
That's fun. But a lot of people I've been seeing are comparing it to the book, Three Body Problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where my mind went.
Where a lot of scientists
go missing
or die. Yeah. And I'm like, this is really weird.
Mm-hmm.
So in the book, top scientists start dying by... others experience hallucinations or mental breakdowns.
Hallucinations.
She would have done it sooner, but she was yawning and I was waiting for it. And then I was like, oh, she's not going to do it. And then you were later.
But I looked into the author because I'm like, who's the author?
Yeah.
And this is just kind of like, it's not a very awesome theory, but it's still
interesting. Yeah.
Just the fact that it's very specific with like space and physics and NASA and anti-gravity, all that stuff's in the three body problem.
Mm-hmm.
But they're being externally influenced by this alien race that's destroying them.
Yeah.
Because they're basically, it's like the weapons and stuff that the humans are going to create will cause their extinction. So what we're going to do is eliminate them,
yeah,
kind of thing. But the author, sorry again, folks, Louis, I don't even know how to say this. L-I-U?
Yeah.
How do you say that?
Lee?
Lou?
Lou.
Works.
Lou.
Yeah.
There it is.
Sixon? I don't know how to say his name. The author of Three Body Problem.
Yes.
He himself is a scientist, an engineer, so he's dummy smart, very smart. And so that's why, like, in his book, it's like real physics, real science. But the factory he worked for, which is not surprising, is communist-owned China.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he has a lot of influence in the Chinese government, and it just kind of seems like he was propped up a little bit because he is like one of the most famous authors in China.
Okay.
And the world, really, yeah, just with his sci-fi books. And it's like China's very selective on who they want to prompt up to, you know? So it's like, it's just interesting. It's like, you kind of see this happens a lot with like, what's the term called where it's like a foreknowledge of something. Or like they show it in like a movie or a book.
I mean, propaganda?
Not necessarily propaganda. They're like this is going to happen. For but we're telling,
foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Prophecy.
But like his stuff is so good that like even his ideas are talked about in this thing called the SETI circles, SETI, which stands for, I didn't even write it down. Basically these dudes that scan space and they look for UFOs, frequencies that come from space. But like the stuff that he writes about, the scientists that work for SETI, they're like, oh wow, we can really apply this stuff to our stuff. And they are.
Yeah.
Search for extraterrestrial intelligence.
That's it. And so they basically have giant machines that scan the skies, the space.
We gotta interview those guys.
Yeah. But that's what the three-body problem. That's how they find out, there's something coming because these SETI guys are scanning the sky.
Yeah.
I just find it weird that there's a lot of parallels between the three-body problem and what's happening right now.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of it.
It makes total sense that like something, if it were to be something big like that, information that they wouldn't want out, these are a lot of big name people in their world. Like we've never heard of them before they went missing, probably just because we're not in that world. But it's like, they have potential to really derail a certain narrative.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it makes sense that like if something were malicious happening, this is what's going on. The fact that China's got people going on too, it makes you think like who's in charge?
Yeah.
Like who, like the new world order, or is it another country or whatever? I mean, who knows, man?
Could it be like a kind of like a Cold War kind of thing too, though?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Can China be taking out our scientists and we're taking out their scientists?
Because it's a race.
Because some of the scientists that have gone missing in China were like key scientists in drone and AI technology that would be used for overtaking Taiwan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally then.
So like you see that, but is that being mixed in with like...
Yeah, other things too.
Yeah, is there a narrative being painted? Yeah,
very rarely is it one thing.
Yeah.
Have we had any recent Bilderberg meetings?
Every year.
I didn't know if it was like an annual thing or if it was like...
I think it's annual.
Like, or it was like scheduled, like, hey, whatever, we need to have another one.
Why are you waiting for your invitation?
No, I haven't got a text yet, but I was just curious like if it was more than annual.
I'm sure they'll invite you this year.
Yeah.
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 We'll see.
Would we go if they invited us?
I'd go.
Well, yeah, of course. What kind of question is that?
Of course we would go.
Of course we would go.
No.
Why?
Yes. I'll eat you for dinner.
They probably would.
I would be flattered.
Ooh, look at this fun. Very plump. Better yum.
I would just be upset if I was like, if I was just like an appetizer though. Dessert or like third course.
Yeah.
Something. Yeah.
Did I make up in my head that you said people involved in AI were also somehow involved in the missing? AI is popping. Yeah. Okay.
Some AI scientists in China, like leading AI scientists.
So my question then, I haven't formulated the why, but just it's interesting. I think Andy was talking about how people who are leaving AI are talking about like just having this existential dread, and they're like, escape, like their goal is to go enjoy life to the fullest and get as far away from it all. So I think it's interesting, like that is where AI is going. But why is it that that's an option? Like people like that are just leaving AI, but then the people involved in the science are being offed. It's interesting that there is a lot of people leaving the AI space, mm-hmm. and a few elites continuing to climb. It's so interesting to me, the correlation between science and AI and all of it's being covered up to some extent.
It really seems like something ultra sinister, big picture, end of the world kind of stuff is happening.
Agreed.
That's just what it feels like.
It feels like that to me too, but maybe that's because they're playing frequencies all around us to make us feel scared.
That's possible.
Because why do I feel scared all the time?
Probably because we talk about scary stuff all the time on this podcast.
No, what the heck, guys?
All right.
Dude, I had a fun theory involving frequency. You know, they talk about babies are supposed to play classical music for them. Uh-huh. Like that helps their brains develop. What if it's just music before the switch? Like what if it's whatever the hertz is?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure it is.
Fully on. But doesn't that check out? I wonder. It'd be interesting to like see if you could take music from now, shift it through a hertz change, frequency change, and see if it has similar effect.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Be curious.
Hmm.
Just a thought.
Speaking of aliens.
Yeah.
I want to hear your story.
Oh, the leshy. All right. You ready for this?
The leshy?
It's a happy story.
Oh, enough.
Okay.
Your story last week, awful.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty rough, but it was fun. It's a fun little school trip.
Go, this is depressing.
I am depressed. It's depressing time. So this is a story from 1980. Okay. This guy named Davey moves him and his wife on the outskirts of Eastern Europe into this middle rural area. We're right on the edge of the woods, right? Nice little cabin, outdoors, beautiful. This man, one night, afternoon, evening, goes outside for a walk. He's a snare, you know, he sets snares. He hunts for rabbits and stuff like that. So he gets his stuff and he starts walking through this woods. Hasn't been in these woods very long. They just moved out there. So he had figured out some paths and stuff, you know, very shortly, but he was going to do a long trek, set some snares. And he's walking out there and, you know, he's making sure he's staying on the path. He's setting snares here and there. And then suddenly he hears his wife yell his name. Yells his name. Davey! And he's like immediately,
"Hey, Davey!"
Something like that.
Or right? Davey!
it was more of a yell like, "Hey, like I need to go help her." And so he immediately turns around, starts heading back, you know, kind of like at a quick pace. And then he realizes, he looks down, he's seeing his own footsteps.
Oh my gosh.
Going the opposite way. So it's not like, it's like he was going not toward his house. And so he gets kind of turned around.
Oh no.
For an hour or two. And every so often he continues to hear his wife yell his name, Davey, yelling it out. And so he's starting to panic a little bit because now these are new woods. He could have swore he stood on the same path, but he's getting lost, right? It's getting darker out.
Oh, no.
And he's starting to really, really panic, breathing heavy. He's telling himself, don't freak out. You're going to find it. Luckily, he sees some light in the distance, and he makes his way toward the edge of the woods, and he sees his house. It's, you know, fine, whatever. He's about to exit the woods into his yard, and he looks inside the house window, and he sees his wife sitting there right in front of the fireplace reading a book. Literally so relieved. And then suddenly, behind him, what seemed like 100, 200 feet, he hears his wife laughing. Her laugh. He would recognize it. They'd been married for 20, 30 years. He looks behind him and then sprints inside, and she's okay. She had no idea. She was not yelling his name whatsoever. He tells this story to the local people. He's freaking out, and they said, oh, that was the Leshy.
I'm really scared right now.
you hold on tight. This
goober.
Is the story of the Leshy. This is, Leshy is a being, a human, a monster, like a legend of Russian Slavic folklore, right? And it's been around for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. It's been depicted in movies. The movie The Ritual, I don't know if you've ever seen that.
Oh my gosh. You mean the scariest movie I've ever seen in my life.
The creature at the very end.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
That's loosely based on the Leshy creature.
Does he hang people?
It's a lot, okay? So in the 1600s, there was a book written about the Leshy, and this is one of the excerpts. It says, in the olden day, when forests were larger and denser than they are now, the Leshy used to be constantly deluding travelers and making them lose their way.
Yeah.
The Leshy's main goal is when you enter its forest, it wants to lead you to nowhere. Ultimately, a lot of the times, it leads to a person's death. It thrives on confusing people. And so the big story was that when no forest was safe, that there was multiples of these creatures that would somehow communicate with one another. And they had different appearances. I'll send some pictures of depictions of the Leshy, because they change. They are shape-shifting creatures. Most of the time, in its original form, apparently, their skin would look like bark. Their hair would be green and their beards would be green, almost mossy type of material. Very, very scary looking things. A lot of them depicted with horns, but they would shift into animals, to trees, into this being, and to even people you knew.
Aww.
But if it was a person, there would always be something off. The shoes would always be on the wrong feet. Eye color
That's
would
so
be
scary.
Different. You know, there would be always be something a little off about the person.
You saw a friend and they had their shoes on the wrong feet,
red flag.
Run away.
run right now. I mean, my kids, if that's the prerequisite, they're Leshy.
yeah, mine too.
Yeah, but they can shapeshift, like I said. They can grow taller than trees and small enough to hide behind a blade of grass is what they used to say. Like, it would be the rustling of leaves. It would be the wind is how they would move. And so they just created this lore of what this creature was. And there would be even times where they'd be camping out in the middle of the woods and a small Russian orphan, you know, usually dressed in fur, would come up and, you know, they'd startle them, but it would ask for food. And if you declined on giving them food, then they would never make it out of the forest. And so it was this whole thing where you had to respect the Leshy whenever you went into the forest. And it just became this huge story that you would tell children, that would tell, and it became an oral tradition for hundreds of years. Even after the Slavic people were scattered all over, it continued. And they would meet up with people in other lands that would have similar stories about this creature that lived in the woods. And it could disguise itself, like I said, alters its voice, and the only way to protect yourself, apparently, was to make a cross. Make a sign of a cross, carry a cross, or say a prayer, or wearing your clothes backward is a big thing. But I looked it up. One of the things was that it doesn't like whistling in the woods. And apparently that's a huge ancient thing, like all over where don't whistle in the woods. And so that little thing right there ties back to the Leshy. And so it's kind of a common understanding. Don't whistle in the woods whatsoever.
Oh, creepy.
Yeah, it's very, very scary. but it was passed down, and the word Leshy in Russian means wood demon.
Oh.
Which is terrifying.
Oh my gosh.
And the stories, I was trying to look up the origins, and apparently this is what blew me away. The origin of the story comes from a Christian background.
Whoa.
Because ancient people in these areas claimed that they came down during the War of Angels. And wow. So when angels were cast down,
right,
some were stuck and forbidden, like, to leave the forest. And so that's literally, like, I'm like, oh, man, this is Watcher stuff. And you talk about they have a look of vegetation and they can manipulate nature and stuff like that. Like, that's how far this thing goes. And so it continues on and on. Huntsmen and, like, herdsmen would only, they would have to secure their safety in, like, good, successful hunts if they denounce Christianity.
That's
so that's
demonic.
That's yeah, that's what goes back to the wood demon thing, right? And in the 1850s, they did a big study in that area, and it found that the word was most people say they have encountered personally the Leshy.
Oh my gosh!
And so it was that frequent where it was just like a common thing. And this is kind of a wacky thing, but they say the Leshies would communicate with each other and actually meet, and they would play certain games and bet, you know, parts of their nature with theirs. And so there was this like graph that was made up of these weird supernatural animal migrations that would happen in Russia. Like thousands upon thousands, if not millions of squirrels would move over into a certain forest for no reason, and they would stay there. And so that's that was part of the lore. It's like, oh, so that person lost a bet.
Yeah,
the Leshy were betting, and they would have, and it would make no sense why these animals would migrate to certain areas.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere for, you know, no reason. But that's the story of the Leshy.
Oh my
gosh. But there is one more story that I heard that I have to tell you.
Oh,
so I started with one, and I'm going to end with one.
Yeah.
So it's this father and son. They're going out fishing near a river. Right. And so they're going and they're taking a walk, and it's, you know, he's a younger boy, probably 7 years old, and it's the dad, and they have their stuff, they have their lures, everything like that. And they're going fishing. And while they're coming up onto the stream, they hear a moo in the forest.
A cow,
which they assume was a cow. And so the dad knows that his neighbor always has cows getting out. And so he just wanted to go and check, make sure, so that way they can communicate and get that cow wrangled up again. So he tells the son, stay by the stream, I'll be right back. This is where they, you know, this is like 15 years ago. So they had phones. The dad leaves, goes and tries to find the cow. And he knows the woods. He's taking this path and suddenly can't hear it anymore. Takes him out to a meadow. He's kind of looking around. And then suddenly he hears a laugh in the trees, like toward the top of the tree. So he moves over and he's kind of getting irritated. Like, there's some kids messing around out here and it's not their land. It's like, what are you doing? Pine cone hits his head. Then he gets ticked off, yells some obscenities towards these kids in the tree, right? And gets ticked off. And then suddenly looks over across the meadow, is this woman in a nightgown who looks to be pregnant, and she's laughing. And she looks over at him. He looks at her, and she says out loud, like across the meadow, she says, "You're lost, aren't you?" He gets kind of weirded out.
Fair.
Right? So he crosses the meadow, and he, like, by this time, like, he had been walking so long, it probably about 30 minutes or so, comes back. His boy is still there. And he says, "That was quick." And he said, "I mean, yeah." And he looks at his phone. Only gone, because he sent a text to his friend, his neighbor, only gone for 2 minutes.
Yo.
So he's very, very weirded out. But something seems a little off with his son.
Oh, no.
Said there was one green eye. So they get done fishing.
I'm so scared.
They fish for a little bit. They get done fishing, and they're on their way back. And then suddenly, they heard the moo again, but the boy said he thought he heard a meow, like a cat. And so he runs in into the woods. His dad's just standing there waiting for him. Like, he's like going to go grab and then come back. Gone. So the son, dad goes in there, cannot find his son. Hours on end searching. Comes back into town, gets some other friends, go searching. Nothing. All night search. The next day, still nothing. Word gets out in the local village. A woman who's kind of known as a kind of a witchy lady comes up and tells him exactly what's happening.
Oh,
this
gosh.
Is a Leshy. The Leshy has your son. You must respect what's going on here. Understand, you do not, like, you know, like, here are the rules, yada, yada, yada. Go out there, leave a sacrifice, or a gift, which is bread and salt, apparently. I don't know. But apparently one of those things that ticked him, like, ticked the Leshy off is when he was yelling obscenities.
Yeah.
It was kind of like the whistling. It's a disrespect of their nature and woods. They're kind of like the,
yeah, this, like,
the guardians
woods.
Of these woods, yeah. Right? And so he does that, and his son comes back completely fine.
And does he have any memory of what happened?
No memory whatsoever. He thought he had just left his dad. And that is the story of the Leshy. It goes on for hundreds of years.
You booger for telling me that story.
Isn't that wild?
That's one of the scariest.
Dude, it's so creepy, dude, especially saw, watching in the movies.
If
like
you saw the movie The Ritual, you would pass
me the scene.
Away where he sticks him on a tree branch.
Oh, he didn't show me that.
No, I just showed him like the creature. But how they can morph and have like basically have you hallucinate and everything yeah. like that. It's just such a it's
but
a wild
what
thing.
Is the component where like they go into the church and they become immortal, but they're just melting away in these pews, like their immortality was a trick?
I don't know what you're talking about.
At the end of the movie?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, at the end of the movie, the guy lives through all of this horror, and then he's like, the question is, do you want to suffer the same fate as your friends,
yeah.
or do you want immortality? And he's yeah. like, but then he goes and he sees what the immortality is, and it's all these people melting away in this church.
Mm. Gosh, what's wrong with you people?
That have been for thousands of years.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy.
The scariest movie I've ever seen in my life.
It is pretty terrifying. It's done super well.
I want to watch Netflix. Josh watch the movie. So like the screen can be on, you can be here facing that way, and I'm going to be facing you.
I watched that movie before I was a believer, and I remember distinctly thinking this is evil.
But just like the shots it would do, like they would hear like a twig snap or leaves rustle, yeah. and that's part of the lore too, where yeah. everything gets completely silent. There's no more wind. There's no more mm-hmm. birds. And then they're just looking into the vastness of the forest where it's just tree after tree after tree.
Yeah,
and you just,
we can
and you,
stop.
And you subtly see something
oh,
move.
Oh gosh, yeah.
And you're like, what, did I see that? Did I really see that yeah. or not?
There's something primitive. It's almost like it has been etched into our genetics.
Mm-hmm.
Like it feels like this is true. This has happened.
Yeah.
Watching that movie. This is real.
I want to be able to walk into the woods in the dark so we can move on.
this is reality, bro.
But it's all European, right? It's not an American thing.
No, there's a lady in Kentucky that has a story too.
Oh, no.
No joke. Like it just like a 20-foot being like just standing. And she seems completely sane where she's just like, I was walking and I'm carrying firewood and I look up and this thing's standing between. She's like, I know this woods. There's two big trees and then it's standing in between.
Goodness.
And she drops it and she looks down and she's so scared. And she looks back up and it's gone.
Oh my gosh.
It's the same thing with the Middle Eastern skinwalker that I talk about. They where the legs are on backwards and they're on the side of the road. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's
dude.
That same thing. And then one of the first cryptid stories I told, I got it from Expanded Perspectives, where there's a woman yelling for help. And sure enough, there's a hunter in the woods trying to take something. And turns out a skinwalker approached the tree where the guy was sitting against.
Oh my gosh. Or, that's interesting though. Tool in your tool belt. Sign of the cross.
Well, yeah. I mean, that is interesting that, I mean,
it
Russia,
all links back.
Russia.
It's me with my bow the whole time.
Well, I mean, the Orthodox, it's far, you can go super far back in Christianity, the Christian history of the fathers and stuff. And a lot of these, like the Desert Fathers and stuff, they talk about the one thing that dispels Satan and the demons and stuff is literally just doing the sign of the cross.
Yeah.
And it seems, it's like, okay, this seems like just like a little, but like, I mean, and these stories, like the power of that, which is like, it's just like a, you're just declaring like Christ is my protector.
Yeah.
You know,
Jesus
it's like,
is Lord.
Oh my gosh.
It's like super similar to the haunted cosmos theory that like all of the weird, witchy and spooky things that once existed in these places were dispelled by the expanse of Christendom and like how a lot of that stuff like even serpents and there's a church, I forget where it is. I should have done better research, but apparently there's some cathedral church somewhere on an island where the lore was that it was the island was owned by a demonic dragon,
oh
and then
gosh.
Like a guy showed up, dispelled or dispatched the dragon, and then
St. George,
maybe I really can't remember, but I think it's so interesting that the spooky legends often come face to face with the expanse of Christianity and then disappear. And
That's so
whether it's literal or not, I think literal would be like what it physically looked like, but something spiritual for sure probably existed. That might even be scarier.
Yeah. That was crazy.
Yeah, it's fun, right?
That is a very scary story.
You have no idea how scared I was.
When I was listening to that first story, I was like, that's the scariest thing.
I had goosebumps all over
the woman laughing, I'm like, no, thank you. Like, you know your wife's laugh. Like, yeah. And so, like, just hearing that and, like, knowing it's behind you and you're looking at her.
Oh, my gosh.
The most terrifying thing in the world.
Oh, it's like gosh. That movie, was it Annihilation? Is that with Natalie Portman?
Yeah.
Where... everything, it's like this weird alien thing that like changes that. Plants and animals, and that bear that eats the lady.
Yeah, enough,
but then it's like,
please.
Help!
Enough! Enough! That part saw that, traumatized
that was the scariest thing. I'm just like, oh my gosh. So scary.
All right, you want to hear about a monk?
I would love to hear about a monk.
All right, speaking of monks, let me tell you about Benki, the warrior monk. This is an awesome shorter story.
Benki is a cool name.
I was going to say it's a good dog name.
It's a great name. So this is a...
hey, man, this is a warrior for Christ.
I love dogs.
You must love dogs. Good movie. So Benki, the warrior monk, was this 7-foot man back in the day, long, long time ago, that was a...
Is this Buddhist monk or Christian monk?
I really don't know. I mean...
Probably
Buddhist, I imagine. Probably. I'm not really sure, but this guy was an absolute warrior. He carried a sword that you can go, and they have, I don't think it's the real one, but it's a replica, and you can go, and the biggest, strongest guys, they wrap their arms around it, and you can like try to lift it up. It's like, it was almost as tall as him, 300 pounds sword that he would just swing.
Wow.
Right? And so there was at one point where he was on a bridge, and he was facing off with samurai. And this is a story that's credible. Obviously, there's been things that have, you know, been built up over time.
Fabricated,
but the sword's real. He was real. But the story is just iconic. And so he's on this bridge, and in front of him are over 900 samurai soldiers, right? And one by one, he took them out, collecting their swords. Whenever you're done with the samurai, you collect their sword. And that's what he did. So creating this huge, ginormous pile of swords as one by one comes up, and he just demolishes them, right? 999 samurai. One comes up at the very end. Yoto Mono was his name.
Also a cool name.
Also a great name.
Right? Yoto Mono!
A lot smaller, obviously, than Benki. Everyone was. But this guy, they described him as dancing around Benki's swings. Would just move and do tiny cuts, like not trying to kill Benki, but proving to him, I'm a better samurai than you are. I'm a better warrior. And so at one point, Benki gets so exhausted and just realizes, I can't beat this guy. And so instead of, you know, walking away or giving up completely, he devotes his life and says right then and there, you are my master, Yoto Mono. And so they team up, they partner up, and they go into, I think it was called the Genpei War. Yeah. It was this big civil war in Japan that just they fought together in. And at one point, Yoto Mono needed to escape to go help the other troops, and they wouldn't allow him. So Benki stood in the way of this on this bridge and stood there with his sword, arrows landing inside Benki, hundreds of arrows at one point. And apparently the legend goes, Benki stood there with his sword, died with his eyes wide open, and did not move, did not fall. He stood dying.
Dang.
And that's the legend of Benki.
Wow.
The warrior monk, dude. So cool.
It needs to be a movie.
Dang. Yeah.
It was a movie. Tom Cruise played him.
Green Mile.
The Last Samurai.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah, Tom Cruise.
My dad loves that
Tom movie. Cruise is tall, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Super tall.
7 feet.
Cool story.
It's fun. As soon as I learned, I saw somebody lifting up the store like they're like this big museum of him. And
I've seen it a couple times.
It's crazy.
And everyone goes, oh, yeah, when you do it.
Oh, yes, old man.
Dang. Benki.
Cool.
I want to die standing up. Pooping.
I got a small thing.
Must die standing up pooping.
Nice.
I got a small thing, but it's
okay.
A cool thing.
Hit me.
History. It's history, baby. How much do you know about pirates? Who would you say is the most famous pirate that you know of?
Blackbeard.
That would be accurate.
Yeah.
Probably the most famous pirate that we all know of, right?
Yeah.
Well, this lady makes Blackbeard look like a little dummy.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. What's her name? I can't wait to hear it.
Chinese pirate.
That's her name?
No.
Chinese pirate.
Her name is Ching Shi.
Ching Shi.
Yeah, Shi.
Shi.
Also known as Zheng Yi Sao.
Zheng Yi Sao.
But she, her story's insane. So, terrible beginning.
Okay.
She was a concubine. Mm. Cambodian concubine.
Mm-hmm.
She ends up having one of her friends.
Patrons.
Patrons. Was a pirate captain named Zheng Yi.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I want to marry you. And she's like, okay, yeah, you can marry me. But.
There's always a but, man.
If you marry me, let me take over half of your piracy. Cool. And he said, sure. So she became basically part owner in this piracy, giant piracy called the Red Flag. What were they? The Red Flag. The Red Flag Fleet.
Cool.
And they were only married for about 3 years and he passed away. He had a adopted son who he basically adopted in order to give the Red Flag Fleet to. And then, what's her name? Ching. She's like, hey, why don't we get married?
Ew.
And he's like, all right.
He's adopted.
But then she's like, just give me the whole Red Flag Fleet. And he's like, all right.
Yeah.
Because she was just extraordinary at what she did.
Yeah.
At her peak, she had 1,800 ships in her command.
Oh my gosh.
With over 80,000 pirates working for her.
Oh my goodness.
Boss lady.
Wow.
And in comparison, Blackbeard had 4 ships.
Okay.
And 300 people.
Why are we listening? Why are we hearing about Blackbeard?
Yeah.
I want more chain.
So Captain Ching Shi.
Yeah.
She just was basically the Chinese route. She would just control that territory.
Yeah.
She would go against the British naval. She would go against Chinese, their whole navy, and they mm-hmm. could not stand up against her fleet.
That's awesome.
She would go up against the East Indian Trading Company.
Oh my gosh. So Pirates of the Caribbean 3.
That lady is her.
Very
really?
Cool.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Very cool.
That's amazing.
And you'd think she would meet this terrible ending, right?
Yeah, like cannonball to death or something.
Nope.
What'd she do?
The Kingdom of China.
Yeah.
Basically was like, we can't beat you. Because her fleet was bigger than their navy. She controlled the seas.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
They're like, please stop and we'll do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, let me keep all of my loot and then you pay me. And I'll just retire. Give me land and I'll just retire. And they said, deal.
Just pay me not to take over you.
And that's what they did.
That's
and
amazing.
She just retired. But she's infamous for like her pirate rules. Like this is why I think her pirates were so successful because she's super strict.
Yeah.
She ran a tight ship.
She did.
Nice.
A tight ship.
Enough of that.
That was dumb. But basically, it was like, if you disobeyed orders, you're beheaded.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you would steal from the communal loot, you're killed.
Yeah.
If the pirates took advantage of women captives, killed.
Good for her.
And even if they had consensual relationships with the captives, they would still be punished, typically executed.
Oh, yeah, my gosh.
Because there's no consensual when you're a captive, so.
Yeah. but yeah, it was the Queen Dynasty Navy. I don't even know how to say it. But yeah, she would just go up against that Chinese dynasty and just kick butt.
Man.
But yeah, dude, she was like one of the most, what's the word? Successful pirates.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Maybe
that's
we should,
amazing.
Maybe we should name our pirate or our rules in our household pirate rules. These are the pirate rules.
That would actually
be
cool.
Fun.
The girls would love that.
So yeah, that's my pirate tale.
That's amazing. Cool. How have we never heard of her before?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, that's a hero, dude.
The patriarchy, that's why.
I don't know how much of a hero she was. I think she killed a lot of people, but
leadership though. Golly, dude.
Yeah.
Boss lady.
Yeah. Makes Jocko look like a fool.
Yeah.
Dude. That's crazy. I love that. Dude, we need to do pirate stories.
I love pirates.
That's what I'm like literally trying to remember a story. I'll have to look it up and get back to it. But there's like legends of like how Destin, Florida, that East Pass was dug out by pirates as a way of escaping. So everyone thought there was like only one entrance. Like there's so many cool pirate stories we can dive into.
It was a whole other life. The way they lived back then.
That should be the quest of this podcast, is we just periodically tell pirate stories, but eventually, like, when this show goes away, you'll know we finally found a treasure.
Dude, maybe, like, we should become a pirate podcast, and maybe they'll let us film at the Castillo de San Marco.
What is that?
The fort in San Augustine.
Oh, cool.
How cool would that be to film there?
I wonder if there's ever been a podcast there. Yeah. That's what I want to start doing. Just like find out places there's never been a podcast and let's be the first.
Sick. You know they have Osceola's jail cell there? Chief Osceola?
I don't even know who that is.
He was a Native American chief.
Okay.
And he died in that prison.
Really?
They say. And he haunts it.
Ooh. Fun.
I just sent you guys a portrait of Ching Si. See, I know I'm saying her name
wrong.
Yeah,
what year was this? Oh, man. How cool.
It's the 1800s.
She looks awesome.
Oh, she's baller, dude. I hate that picture with the owl. Who sent that? Andrew. Golly.
Wow.
He's got fungus growing on him, and his eyes are an owl's eyes.
Now we know Lily's Halloween costume.
Which one?
Ching.
Oh.
Crazy That's stuff.
Good so stuff. Fun.
That was good stuff.
That's so fun. Too bad we're done talking about fun topics for the day.
Yeah, too bad. Not... Guys, we got an extra episode right after this on our Patreon, patreon.com/ninjasofbutterflies, or if you join our YouTube membership.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you get a bunch of free bonus content. You get extra content every single week. If you subscribe, it's going to be wonderful. We're going to be talking. I have a chimpanzee story that turns into a success story.
Nice.
Chimpanzee attack.
No, thanks. You could say it.
But it ends
else.
Happy.
Tell it to somebody
it
else.
It ends happy.
I don't want to hear it.
I'll tell it to somebody else. The Lily that's going to exist 20 minutes from now.
Oh.
Yes, it's gonna be great.
Different color,
and I have some information regarding Russian propaganda and Candace Owens.
Ooh, some say that goes hand in hand.
Good stuff, y'all.
Yes.
And remember, guys, comment on this video, like it, share it, subscribe, and we are choosing one winner every single week to send some ninja merch to. And if you need custom apparel for you, your business, your church, your camp, whatever. Go to SundayCool.com and start your order today.
We work there. We work at Sunday Cool here. Right now, we print your shirts. Let us do them for you, please.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. Also, SundayCoolSwag.com. Get that shirt right there.
Ew.
We got a lot. Oh, we got some fun shirts. Behind Andrew is a little sneak peek of what shirts are to come. So keep an eye out.
And I just want to say thank you on the pod. You guys have been super gracious for me. I just had a kid, so you've been super.
Yeah,
like,
what? Guys, comment, cool. comment. Congrats, Andrew and the kid.
I totally didn't know that. That's amazing. Yeah, everyone better comment. That's incredible.
Yeah, congrats, Andrew.
Thanks thanks for the 2 weeks off. It's been awesome.
It's gonna be great.
It's gonna be awesome.
All right, guys, we love you. We'll see you on Patreon.
So bye bye.
Bye bye.
What you're about to see may disturb you.
Dominoes.
If any of you know what these
multi-decade UAP
dolphins are,
aliens.
Bottlenose.
Fish sticks.
There's a massive police response.
Oh, the dolphin thing.
Oh my God.
Dolphin style attack!
Disperse!